It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank you for listening today. You know, we have a great show planned. This is going to be a great show today. I know
it is.
So, you know, have you ever wondered, does the food that I eat or the food that I feed my kids have any effect on their behavior or my behavior and any effect on their learning? Well, if you've wondered those things, stay tuned because we have the food and behavior expert on today. Barbara Stitt is an author. She's a researcher, and she's, along with her husband, Paul, co-owner of Natural Ovens Bakery. But before we get into that, that other voice over there was Christina Swigert. She's our co-host. Christina is a nutritionist with over 5 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. She's a mother of two wonderful children. And, you know, Christina can do it all. She's a researcher. She's a nutrition educator. She's a radio host. She works one-on-one with a variety of clients, and she is really easy to work with. And, you know, best of all, she loves good food.
That's right. And I think I've even been known to eat more than my husband sometimes.
You even brag about that.
I do. But it's always good food. And yes, today we are going to talk about how good food and good real food really can improve people's behavior and learning.
You know, it may surprise you, but there was some research conducted in North Carolina, and they found that more than 10% of the school-age boys are taking medications like Ritalin, you know, those things that help people with attention and learning. And 10% of the boys are now taking that medication. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Yeah,
and what's also amazing, too, is that about 28 million people are taking antidepressants just to control their moods as well.
That's a lot of antidepressants.
Yes.
So when I read that, I thought, I wonder how many prescriptions are written for good food when children or adults are out of control with either their mood or their attention.
Not very many, unless they're coming to us. And food, good food, like we call it, or real food, has a dramatic, very dramatic positive impact on both children and adults. And by real food, again, like we say all the time, we mean real meat, real vegetables, fruit, and real fats such as olives, nuts, avocado, butter.
But you know, at the same time, we're not talking about processed foods such as cereal bars, you know, chips, soda. And they really have a dramatic negative effect on both children and adults, on their behavior and on their moods.
Right. And I think a lot of times people think I eat healthy, but they don't realize how often those processed foods are sneaking into their day.
I agree with you. That's for sure.
Yes. And each week for the past 2 years now, we have talked about how important real food is for good mood, a healthy heart, and great mental focus.
You know, our guest and our expert, she has been actually educating people for over 30 years in the importance of real food. You know, I'm hoping she's on the line. I'm not sure if she is.
I don't think quite yet.
Because what we're going to do is when she gets on the line, we're going to introduce Barbara Stitt. And again, I want to just let people know she is a researcher. She's the author of Food and Behavior. And we'll just take a couple of minutes before she comes on.
Sure.
And, you know, one of the things that I think, Christina, is that I think a lot of people listening today are going to have great questions for Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
She is a fascinating, she's got so many great stories.
She does. It's interesting. We are looking through her book, and how she got started is back working with people as a probation officer through the courts. And she, through her own experience, was writing prescriptions just through her job for people to eat real food, and it made huge differences.
I know when we're working with people mm-hmm. at our offices, and we just are, I mean, they are so amazed that when they start eating healthy, you know, just like we talked about, real food,
mm-hmm.
within a matter of 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything changes.
Right.
They have less aches and pains. They're able to sleep. They can focus.
Mm-hmm.
They have less depression. And, you know, and it just keeps getting better and better and better and better. In fact, it's like it's so overpowering that they can hardly believe it sometimes.
Right. Yeah. And the whole clarity of thought, I hear very often people bring up the term, you know, they feel like this brain fog or brain cloudiness has lifted and makes a huge difference in their everyday life just to be able to think better.
Right. Exactly. So we still don't have Barbara on the line. So I think what we're going to do is just kind of keep talking a little bit here. You know, some of the things that we always talk about is how harmful this processed food is for brain wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, it's basically has a lot of sugar in it, most of the processed foods.
Right.
And we often talk about, you know, if you take a look at how much sugar that is in a box or a serving of, say, cereal, breakfast cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's usually anywhere from, I think, 10 to 15 teaspoons of sugar in just a serving of cereal.
Right.
And when we count that out for people, they are just amazed that that little bit of cereal has that much sugar in their bodies.
Right.
You know, it's amazing for people.
Yeah, I think she, one of the stories that she talks, Barbara talks about in her book is, I think it was a teenage boy who was having a lot of problems even with the law and things like that. And he started his morning with, I think, about 5 cups of a cereal with a little bit of sugar and a glass of juice. And, you know, that's how he started his day. So right away, his brain was being loaded up with this sugar, and then he'd crash and get really, you know, angry and, you know, react in these violent outbursts. And it's amazing. And I don't think it's too much different than the way a lot of people start their days off.
So is Barbara on the line, or do we have a question?
Looks like we have a question.
So let's go ahead and take that question.
Right. Looks like we have Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What was your question today?
I was just wondering how many teaspoons of sugar you should have in a day.
Well, we only actually need 1 teaspoon per day to function just fine. And you can get that out of spinach, actually. So you can see how much sugar we're eating that we really don't need. I mean, I think I'm always amazed by the fact that biochemically, we only need 1 teaspoon of glucose to function just fine.
So do you count the sugar within the fruit and the vegetables?
Sure, yeah. Anything that is a carbohydrate turns into glucose or sugar in your body, and so you would count that. And, you know, it takes a lot of spinach or broccoli to make a little bit of sugar, but it takes a very little bit of cereal or rice to make sugar. So.
Okay, so we should stick with our 3 to 4 servings of fruit and veggies a day?
Oh, right. More vegetables, lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, we really encourage people to have, you know, 9 servings of vegetables or more if you can.
Right.
The more you do, the more, you know, the better you're going to feel.
Okay, thank
All right.
you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, I know one thing that I often tell my clients when I sit down with them, too, is to try and use your vegetables at your meals and your fruit at snacks and like half-cup portions, and that way it's a lot easier to get the vegetables you need if you're not, you know, filling up on the bread or the grains and fruits all at your meals, and then you're probably not grabbing your vegetables.
So, Christina, if we took an early break, then maybe we would be able to have a little bit more time when Barbara does get on the line. Do you
sure.
think that would be okay?
Sounds good. We take a break. All right. So we are talking about today just how food affects our behavior and our focus. And hopefully when we come back, we will have Barbara Stitt with us, a researcher and author of Food and Behavior. And if you have questions, feel free to call us at 651-641-1071.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best.
Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. Our co-host is Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And our special guest expert is Barbara Stitt, the author of Food and Behavior, A Natural Connection. Barbara and her husband, Paul Stitt, have been leaders in helping schools, you know, the different school districts, institute healthy school lunches. You know, she has a wonderful DVD that explains the positive results that the Appleton School District experienced when they changed from a typical school lunch, you know, that typical school lunch of high-processed junk food filled with sugar and trans fat, to a lunch program filled with vegetables, fruits, and whole grain meals and real fats. And I think we really have Barbara on the line now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hi there.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello. This is Christina. Barbara?
Hello, Christina.
Hello. Welcome to the show. It's so great to have you on.
Well, it's a delight for me. I'm so glad that you're out there.
Yes.
We are, too.
Yes. And we've got lots of questions for you, and I'm sure that we'll have callers calling in. But maybe first off, you can just tell everyone a little bit about how you became interested in how food affects behavior.
Well, to try to make a very long story very short.
Right.
At the age of 33, literally, I was dying. I had all kinds of illnesses, and going from doctor to doctor and getting worse and worse. And I happened to read a book. I found that this was 1963.
Okay.
Look Younger and Live Longer by Gaylord Houser. He had just written it, I found, in 59, and I found it in 63. And what he said made sense, and I changed my diet, got a juicer, got on the fresh whole foods, and in 3 months' time, all the symptoms were gone, and that was 44 years ago, and I haven't been ill since.
And you've been going strong ever since, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I crisscrossed the United States and Canada for about 15 years. 60 to 100 times a year.
Wow.
And but in 1963, I became a probation officer in the city of Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
And because of what had happened with me, I literally started asking questions that nobody had ever asked before of the people referred by the court. And it was astonishing. I'd get them to read the book, they'd change their diet, look like a different human being, feel like a different human being, and that's the stumbling start that happened back then.
Barbara, what kind of food were most of those people eating, the ones that you were working with? You know, you were a probation officer, right?
Always high-sugared, always the junk food, a lot of fast food, canned things. Nothing fresh.
Right.
I made many home investigations, and there was never any real live food there.
So what might be a typical breakfast for that person?
Oh, a couple of bowls of if they ate breakfast, a couple of bowls of soups or sugar frosted flakes or something on that nature, or donuts,
sure.
or soda and donuts, or candy or chips, cold pizza, and not good pizza, okay? There could be good pizza, but this was never that way.
Right.
So, Barbara, I
find lots of soft drinks in the kitchen.
Sure.
Okay.
But nothing real.
So you actually, for your PhD thesis, you wrote one on called the Biochemistry of Crime.
Yes.
I talk a little bit more about that.
Well, the basic biochemistry of crime is, the key word is low blood sugar.
Okay? Oh, yes.
We're talking language that everybody can understand.
Right. Yes.
Hypoglycemia, which I was told did not exist, repeatedly I was told this back in those early days, there's no such thing, and I was called a number of names. Anyway, I knew that it did because I found a list of symptoms of low blood sugar, and it was in a little book that did not have a name on it. It just had BHC, and it was I later, in 1976, met the author, who turned out to be Dr. John Barron, and Cleveland Barron Health Clinic was the name of his clinic, and he had been harassed so much by the other physicians that he didn't put his name on it.
Oh.
But I went back, and of course, by this time, I'm healthy, and realized that I had had 44 of those symptoms.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's scary at how basic this is. It really is. Addictions.
Right.
You start with the first addiction is sugar.
Yes.
And now, of course, we have the corn syrup and the horrible statistics of diabetes type 2 in children down to ages 2 and 3.
Right.
You know, I think one of the things that you say in your book is that connection between food and behavior is so basic that it's actually being overlooked by parents and teachers and doctors.
The refined processed food industry has continually taught people that fresh whole foods are expensive.
Right.
And they shouldn't cook, you know, they should go let them do the cooking. Well, it's not expensive. Actually, I can't tell you how many people I took to the grocery store to show them how to shop.
Hmm. Oh, really? That's
That's great.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
It is an education. And of course, I attended so many AA meetings that they thought I was a member. But I wanted to know what happened to people.
Right. What were some of the things that, I mean, just the obvious things that you saw when people would eat this processed junk food? I know you talk about in your book, things that people would eat right before they'd go out and do these terrible things.
Well, I honestly at this moment don't know precisely
sure
what I had in the book, but it's the junk food.
Right.
And you know there are three kinds of food.
Well, what are those?
Whole foods.
Like fruits and vegetables and meat, yeah.
And seeds and nuts and whole grains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well I should say too. And then there's the junk food.
Right,
right.
Because if it's been refined and processed as by man, they've lost so many of the nutrients that the body, it can't do what the body needs. And we have computers on children's desks down to kindergarten now.
Mm.
And yet nobody worries about the computer that's in the brain, which is so complex.
Right.
And so you need to eat live, fresh foods. Live foods. Live foods have water in them. Refined processed foods have no water in them.
And the brain needs water.
The brain, if the brain is down 2%, and the cells, brain cells are like 85% water, and if it's down by 2%, it can't function properly. If the neurotransmitters are not working to transmit the messages correctly, we end up with ADHD and ADD and all of those letters that they've attached to children now.
Right.
Well, you know, Barbara, hold on. I think it's about time that we're going to have to take a break, right, Christina?
Yep.
Okay.
So we are going to take a short break, and looks like we've got a caller on the line, too, that maybe we can get to when we come back.
Wonderful.
All right. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition with Barbara Stitt. And one of the things that she shares in her book, Food and Behavior, is just because a product may say all natural doesn't mean it is really a whole natural food. So if it contains chemical additives, it can contain chemical additives, even if it says natural flavorings, things such as MSG, which, again, is very harmful to our brain, our immune system. So, again, these real, live, whole foods that we're talking about, and we will continue talking about that when we come back. And again, if you have questions, call us at 651-641-1071.
Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Hey, want to go for a bike ride this weekend?
No, thanks. I'm exhausted. Work never lets up, and I lay awake thinking about what I have to do the next day. By Saturday, all I want to do is read or watch movies.
What happened to my biking partner? Do I need to find a new one?
Maybe I need what you're taking. How do you find the energy?
Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. You can't believe the difference changing my eating has made. I used to be dragging by Friday, too. Then I went to Nutritional Weight and Wellness for a personal consultation. They set up an eating plan for me with a variety of real foods, none of those canned shakes, rice cakes, or frozen mini dinners. I eat chicken, salmon, steak, eggs, asparagus, wild rice, real butter, and berries and cream. I get plenty to eat. I feel great. I have no more heartburn. I even have better moods.
So food is the answer to my fatigue and insomnia? It can't be that simple.
It was for me. You should call them. I'm glad I did. Their number is 651-699-3438 or visit their website at weightandwellness.com.
You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. A tell me your blue skies fade to gray. A tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care anymore.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We are discussing the connection between food and behavior with Barbara Stitt. She is the author of Food and Behavior. And we've got a lot of callers on the line, but if you have questions for Barbara today, call us at 651-641-1071. And Barbara, one of the things before we take some of these callers, because I mentioned your DVD and your book, and how could people get a hold of those things?
We have a website called
natural press. Okay.
And all of the books are listed, the DVD is listed, and we have a packet called Roadmap for Healthy Foods in Schools.
Okay.
That includes the 14-minute DVD, and it's the whole packet, 75 pages of Take My Hand, This Is How You Do It. And this is going all over the country now. It's happening in a lot of schools. If a person just wants the DVD, which is 14 minutes, and it tells the story of what happened, it's covering, I think, about 6 years at the Appleton Alternative School.
It was a wonderful DVD.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And it's touching people. It's causing people to act. You know, they don't just say, oh, that's nice, or that makes sense. They do something.
Well, what was so...
are so important. And right now, there's roughly around 80% of our children that cannot work up to their ability because their brain is being starved for nutrients.
I think that's...
Water and exercise.
Yep.
They're not getting the very things that make them feel good and intelligent and be able to work up to their ability. And this is criminal.
And, you know, Barbara, it was so interesting watching that DVD. The kids loved the food that you guys were providing them.
They
loved it. That was their choice. They didn't want that junk food that didn't taste good.
What has happened is Coke and Pepsi actually started going into schools and giving them large amounts of money if they will promote and serve only their products. And this went on for years without people really knowing that it was happening. What? And then, of course, they brought the fast foods in, and it's just, it's when you have almost 25% of these children becoming obese, and what it is for adults is around 60%.
Right.
You know something's bad wrong.
Yep.
They have to change. It's my driving, burning, absolutely, this has to happen.
So well, you're doing a great job at it.
on www.naturalpress.info.
Great.
Okay, and then we'll put that on our website too.
Okay.
So that
wonderful.
Yep. Right. So should we take some callers?
Yeah, let's take some callers. We've got Jackie who's been holding for quite a while. Thanks for holding, Jackie. Hi, what was your question for us today?
Well, a little while ago you were talking about some of the processed foods and specifically like cereal bars.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of sugar in them and are not good for you. But the one thing they have going for them is convenience. So I was wondering if you had any suggestions for kind of on-the-go, especially breakfast foods for kids.
Well,
I lost the word, but I figured out it was suggestions. You can get really good granola bars, you know, a fresh orange, a fresh apple, fresh fruit, things that they can grab and go, and yet get good nutrition.
And we would
careful, don't get the ones that are loaded with sugar. Some of them are glorified candy bars.
Right.
But if what's a good rule of thumb for the number of grams of sugar?
I'm sorry?
What would be a good rule of thumb for the number of grams of sugar per serving?
Well, for a bar, it shouldn't be over 25 grams of carbohydrates. And if it's higher than that, it's basically all sugar.
Right.
Okay.
Another thing that I would recommend, too, is to get some more protein. So, you know, hard-boiled eggs are a real easy
Absolutely.
Thing to grab. You know, some cheese sticks, some way to get some good protein in them in the morning to feed their brains.
Mm-hmm. The brain needs the protein, and make sure that they really should have water when they first awake in the morning.
Okay.
They really should start the day with water. I had an athletic department head tell me that he started having his athletes drink 20 ounces of water. These were high school students. 20 ounces of water first thing in the morning. And he said he was amazed at how much more alert they were and energetic by the time they got to school.
That's a fantastic tip. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Yes. Thank you for that call.
All right.
There's a lot more in the books and the DVDs.
Sure.
than we can answer today.
Right. Okay, well, let's maybe try and fit one more caller in before we have a break. We've got Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Susan.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question for you. I'm an emotional being in general.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that at times when I eat certain things, I'm more emotional than others, but I can't pinpoint specifically. Like, I've been just starting to do a food log for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if you have any suggestions of what I should just stay away from.
Well, actually, anything that has artificial coloring, flavoring, and sweetening
in
it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Avoid. And avoid, the high sugar and watch the corn syrup. And
oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen on the...
Okay, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Barbara, you know, kind of repeat what you said because the past caller was having trouble hearing.
Okay.
So you started out with artificial colors and
go ahead with that. I hope she's on.
Sure.
Avoid things. Read the ingredients. And if you can't read them, leave them on the shelf. But read the ingredients. And if there's anything that says artificial flavoring, artificial coloring or sweetening, do not put it in your body. Artificial flavoring and even natural flavoring is a cover for appetite stimulants. And if you eat it, you can't quit eating it. But for identifying what is an allergen for you, one of the best things to do is to keep a log of everything you eat and drink for like 6 days, okay? And you'll figure out, wow, every time I eat this, this is what's happening. Then avoid that, whatever it is, and then after a week, have it again and see what happens.
And it's
very inexpensive way to pick up allergies.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, it's sort of the root of emotional eating, a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, also that those high and low blood sugars. Barbara, I think we have to take another quick break here.
Yep, it's time for a short break. And remember, too, for everyone, that nutrition really does begin at home and that food habits and behavior really are instilled almost from birth and does influence how the child will think about food for the rest of his or her life. So we will continue talking more about that when we come back. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And on starting the week of July 9th, we will start a 12-week weight and wellness series, and we're going to meet at 1 hour over lunch at each one of our offices. We're going to meet at White Bear Lake. That's going to be on Tuesday. We're going to be in St. Paul on Wednesday, and Thursdays is going to be Wayzata. So it's for 12 weeks. It's 1 hour. It's from 11:30 to 12:30. And so if you are a kind of person that you really want the support and more education to make some changes this summer, oh, we've got the class for you. So it's very inexpensive. All 12 classes, plus a cookbook, plus a manual, plus, is only $225. And if you have questions about that, call our office. It's 651-699-3438 or go to our website. It's weightandwellness.com.
Yes, I think it's a great way for people to get through the summer eating well. Well, Barbara, we actually had a caller who I think had to hang up, but they had a question about they have a child with ADD. So maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the things you guys have seen, even working in your schools, and just your experience of working with children who have ADD, ADHD, and things like that.
See, I would have been classified as ADD.
Okay.
Because I was having blackouts, and it was because of the low blood sugar. But in the book, Food and Behavior, it has the list of symptoms, and it has the list of foods that can correct it. And that would be a simple thing for her to have. But ADD in particular has been found to be contributed by the artificial flavorings, colorings, sweetening, and anything artificial. It sounds harmless.
Barbara, one of the foods that comes to my mind is red licorice.
Red licorice and Fruit Loops, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Fruit snacks.
That are just loaded with color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's artificial and it's not real, so it's tricking the brain. But that's a big, big step to take.
And it just confuses that child's brain. It actually makes that brain misfire.
It does.
And then they're all over the place. They're bouncing off the walls.
And gradually get them on real water. Most children drink colored water or sweetened water.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's juice and it really isn't. Kool-Aid, those kinds of things. Really pay attention. May I quickly say what we did? For 14 years, we worked with teachers. We had a two-day training seminar to teach them how to teach nutrition to students. And then we provided the whole grain products for their classroom in the morning, about 9 o'clock.
That's because you were part of Natural Ovens Bakery,
yes,
right?
This was part of Natural Ovens Bakery. And after 30 years, we sold Natural Ovens in February. However, the new owners are keeping the integrity of the breads and actually improving some of them. But they had a bagel that we called a brainy bagel because we had carrots in it and we had omega-3 with the flax and all this good stuff. And so every 6 or 8 weeks, we had them have a junk food day.
Okay.
And just this amount of nutrition was astonishing at how it fed the brain in the morning and how good. And these were real whole grains without preservatives or anything in there. And so within 2 hours, the teacher would lose control of the classroom, and the children would get irritated. They would get angry. They would get some of them that were usually alert would get sleepy. All kinds of things happened.
Hmm.
And you
and
know,
then,
I
then the second day, but what the teachers did was take samples of writing while they were on the good food, and then on the junk food about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the next morning, them write down how they were feeling, literally how they were feeling. And it was astonishing. About 75% were going to school with headaches or stomach aches or both.
Wow.
And, yeah. And you know, Barbara, if we look at our school lunch program right now, and there's so many schools here in the Twin City area that actually feeds the kids breakfast, too. And I walked through one of those schools one day, and what they were eating was cereal, these little box cereals of all kinds of, like Fruit Loops and all kinds of things like that, and chocolate milk, and, you know, waffles with syrup.
But
I mean, it was just...
white sugar.
Oh, yes.
And the white flour, yeah.
And then those kids were all over the place.
Well, actually, it's worse than not having any food at all.
Right, exactly.
Because the brain needs the protein, and I'm glad that that was mentioned. Mm-hmm. But the brain food, literally... The vitamins come from the fruits and vegetables. The minerals come from vegetables and the small animal products, you know, like fish and seeds and nuts and
You know, I think, Barbara, one of the things that, and I think we had a caller before, and we had many, many callers on the line, and I think they got kind of tired of waiting for us to get to them. But anyway, one of the callers had actually... I think she was questioning the cost of the foods, and I think we always hear that one. The schools don't provide better foods because of the cost.
Well, this is a cop-out. What the superintendent of the Appleton School District, the program that we did there, and the only thing we changed was the food. They had fabulous staff, fabulous programs. We changed the food, and we underwrote this for 5 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We built a kitchen, put in the cooks.
Wow.
And it was astonishing. It then went to the entire school district of 15,000 students. And in over 4,500 high school students, Dr. Scullin said that they had a 0.03% dropout.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's astonishing. We've been carried down the road, but the big thing that he did was said that the food service is making more money than they ever did, because he told them either you provide the healthier foods or we're not going to renew your contract.
Oh.
And they did.
Hmm.
And the results have been astonishing. No, it's 40% less expensive, actually, to eat the fresh, natural foods.
Well, I know on your DVD... You said the superintendent was quoted saying it actually cut his operating costs by about $6 million, wasn't it? I believe
What had happened is all the schools got cut by the state.
Okay.
Because they had huge debt, and so they cut. But what he said was not one parent, not one teacher, not one student wanted to go back to having the machines and the junk foods.
Right.
To make the money. But the food service was making more money, there was less waste, and they had healthier children. There were a lot of kids that were borderline diabetic or diabetic that they turned around.
Wonderful. Wow.
Well, Barbara, it's time for a short break again, and I know that we might have even some more questions for people if they want to try and fit them in. We'll just have a few minutes when we get back, but...
Okay.
Again, people can even just send us an email at weightandwellness.com, and we will get back to your questions as well. And you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. We'll be back in a minute.
Sugar, sugar. What is your favorite sweet indulgence? Brownies? Pastries? Cookies? Frappuccinos? Anything chocolate? We all enjoy a treat, but if you treat every day like Halloween, perhaps it's time to rein in that sweet tooth. Research shows that cravings have biochemical origins. That's right, they're not just sugar lust. The solution? Get to the source. Luckily, we don't have to do this alone. The friendly staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has worked with hundreds of people who wanted to break their sugar habits, eat healthier, and feel better. Sugar saps your energy, weakens your immune system and is highly addictive. We have all seen how sugar affects children, but adults get hooked just as easily. Others rely on artificial sweeteners that are full of chemicals, believing those substitutes are healthier than sugar. Before you refill that candy dish, pick up the phone and find out how Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you eliminate your sugar cravings. Imagine eating in a way that leaves you satisfied, gives you more energy, and a trimmer waistline. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, we are so pleased to have Barbara Stitt join us today. So please pick up her book. It's Food and Behavior. Barbara and Paul Stitt, they're founders of Natural Ovens Bakery, and they actually have taken their passion and their dollars, actually, and they have moved this into schools, and they really have a passion to help people feel better through nutrition. And they have done wonderful work in schools, and they're making a lasting change in children. And I think that's the most important work you can possibly do, I think.
That's right.
So they're really just a big inspiration to all of us. I've really enjoyed meeting and talking to Barbara and seeing what they've done in the last few years. It's amazing. So
yes.
And I'm so thrilled that you're there so that you can answer people's questions.
Yes.
And steer them in the right direction. It's important.
It is.
Our children are our future.
Yes.
Shouldn't we have a healthy future?
Yes. I thought it was wonderful. I think it was one of the principals or on the DVD said, you know, it's sad. Well, even talking about how it's not really that costly, and it's sad that we would jeopardize the health and well-being of our most prized commodity, our children, just to make some money from like a pop company, you know.
And it caught principals, it caught superintendents, it caught everybody unawares because they really had not connected the connection between food and behavior and learning ability.
Right. So, you know, again, when people are eating these processed junk foods, which causes the high blood sugar, resulting then in this drop, this hypoglycemia, as you've worked with people, maybe again, just remind people of the specific behavior issues that you've seen when they hit that hypoglycemic state.
Well, they can do anything. And I think that people get addicted to the adrenaline. Because when the body's under stress, the body generates adrenaline, and everybody knows about adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
But one young woman that I worked with, if her blood sugar dropped and she didn't have the sweets, and that's all she lived on,
mm-hmm.
she would steal.
Yes, you know.
Other people would fight. They'd get angry to get the adrenaline up so that they were looking to feel normal. Every single alcoholic or drug addicted, cross dry drug addicted people, that, and I'm talking hundreds, I'm not talking five or six.
Right.
They all ate the highly sugared cereal and they added sugar to it. And if somebody tries to quit drinking or smoking and they don't do the nutrition first,
right,
they start craving the sweets.
Yep. We totally believe in that too.
Cigarettes, of course, is the number one customer of the sugar industry.
Explain on that a little bit. The cigarette industry is the number one consumer of sugar?
Oh, yeah. They cure it in a form of syrup. And nobody thinks about, okay, if you light paper, how quickly it will burn. Why does that paper on cigarettes not burn?
Oh, Barbara, it's the end of our show here. Thank you again for being on
with
us.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you.